Thank you for joining us on today. Today's Thursday. It's the first day of the month of August in the year of our Lord 2013. God bless you on today. I trust that you had a wonderful time of rest. How are you feeling today? It's great to accept the invitation to come and worship. We thank you so much for taking your precious time out to begin your day in this manner. You're dialed into Maximum Radio, and the program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. Oh, that's very special. That's very special. And there's no better way to begin our day than to come into the throne room by invitation, of course. And he has invited us, he meaning Jesus Christ. And he's on his throne. That's where he's positioned. In other words, he's in a position of rulership and power. In our I Am series, which we continue on every day, and we get a little piece of understanding of who he is and what he is about. Today's theme is the Lord's throne. Well, how did we come to that? Over in Psalm chapter 11 and verse 4, and I've been challenging us to really read through the Psalms. It is pregnant with truth. The prophet David, and he is a prophet, he has laid out God's heart powerfully for us. Now, in that passage, Psalm 11, in verse 4, here's how it reads. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids test the sons of men. So we're hearing something, a piece of truth, a little facet of his greatness, that the Lord is in his holy temple and that his throne is in heaven. In addition, his eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. So from his position in heaven, on his throne, he is able to not only rule, but he sees and knows what is going on in the earth concerning the sons of men. So God is totally aware. So we have a communications tract from the heavens to the earth, right to our hearts. So, beloved, thank you for joining us today. God knows your heart. And we are bringing not just praise and prayers, but we are bringing ourselves, our hearts. It's a heart-to-heart communication kind of thing that is going on right now. So welcome. And we're going to lift up some prayer targets before the Lord. The Lord does nothing but by prayer. And he does nothing without prayer. So that is why we're praying. We're not mouthing just platitudes that mean nothing. We're praying exactly what's on his heart. Now, Christ is on the throne interceding for us, interceding for the nations as well. And he's asked us to pray for all men everywhere. So today, on the 20th day of the Ramadan series, which we're praying for the Muslim nations, all of whom are celebrating Ramadan right now. That's a period of 30 days which began on July 8th and ends on the 7th of August. It began on July 7th and ends on the 8th of August. I may have that backwards, but forgive me, please. But the point I'm making is that we're praying rather than looking at our Arab friends, or rather our Muslim friends, in some kind of a funny way. We are wanting to see them through the eyes of God. God loves the people, the nations he has created. And the nation that we are praying for today is Iran. It's not one of the Arab League states. However, it has 67 million people, 99% of whom are Muslim. What do you think God's heart is concerning 67 million of his creations in terms of persons, a nation? Well, he made an announcement: for God so loved the world. And if that nation is in our world, and it is, then God's heart is one of love towards them. And we are entertaining that in our own hearts. We want to be in agreement with him. So we have this power and authority to intercede on behalf of the nation and the people of Iran. Here's what the prophet Zephaniah said in chapter 3 and verse 8. Therefore, wait upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I arise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. All the earth. So no person or nation will be outside of the reach of the fire of his jealousy. Let us pray for Iran. Please join me. God will bless you today as we pray great things. We pray God's heart. We pray into God's plan. We pray into God's purposes. Father, we sense your jealousy for the nation of Iran. Cause it to move like a fire through the land. Let the people begin to tremble before you. Let them long for the truth of your gospel. Let your light and power light upon the small company of believers who are there in that nation. Protect them and make them into a strong, magnetic city set on a hill so that the light of heaven shines through them to those that are yet in the dark. A light so brilliant and so bright that it leads, attracts, reveals, and points out who you are. And it causes the people of Iran to look up and to receive your great love, redemption, mercy, and salvation. In Jesus' name, for your honor and for your glory. And I trust that all of you will say amen and amen to that. The Lord will deal with all nations that have molested his people. Joel chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Joel has powerful prophetic utterings concerning God's pouring out his spirit upon all flesh in the last days, which is now. The last days have been on for a while and continues. So we thank God for hearing our petition on today concerning his creation, the people of Iran, that nation that is destined to bow to his feet and to kiss the Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, as usual, you can and are invited to just voice your praise report or prayer request. That's important that you're able to do that. And certainly on this program you can, because that's why we're here. We're here to come before the throne of God boldly, bringing our praise and requests. I want to quickly bring a praise report. All our lines are open. You can just simply voice your praise report or prayer request. But while we are waiting for that to occur, I have a praise report concerning a prayer request that we uttered on this program within the last week or week and a half, something like that. I've lost track of the time. But God is good all the time, somebody says. Amen. Amen. We prayed for a young lady by the name of Brianna, who was scheduled to be in surgery for, you know, brain surgery, actually. And she has come through that surgery and is doing great. She is doing fine.
Praise the Lord. So,
praise the Lord. So we thank God for bringing her through that surgery. And she's reporting that she's feeling so much better relative to before the surgery. And so whatever was being done to correctively by way of the surgery is working. This young woman is just 30 years of age and potentially has a much longer life ahead of her. So we thank God for his intervention through the surgical team her treatment team, all that were concerned, how he guided and gave them the strength, the wisdom, and the understanding of exactly what to do concerning Brianna's case. So she's doing well. So I just wanted to share that praise report with you, because you were part of agreeing with us for her successful emergence from that surgery, and that has occurred. So once again, that's praise and glory to our King, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, our Lord. He does answer prayer. And life is so fragile that how can we think to live without his help, or think that we can live without his help? Because he's helping all the time. He's our help. So we thank God for him. So if you have a praise report or a prayer request, excuse me, please don't be bashful. Feel free to just bring that up to the table, so to speak. And we will agree together and allow God to do what he wants to do. He does want us to pray. He wants us to ask. He even said to his son, ask of me and I will give you the nations for an inheritance. Our relationship with him is that he's Father, we are his children, and he wants us to ask. Our relationship with him is that he's our Father and we are his sons in the making. So he doesn't mind us asking. But when we ask, he's concerned that we ask consistent with his own heart, his own desires. We ask for the same things that he wants to see in manifestation. So that's what makes our time together powerful, because we are praying great things. Not selfish things per se, but great things. The very things that God already has in his heart to do. Amen. I trust that you could say amen with me on that one. Amen. Amen. Okay. One of the things that the Lord has made me aware of, that there may be some of our listeners who are not aware or have not sought to ask. Ask for what? Well, the Lord has a special gift for every believer. It's a special gift. And sometimes people won't ask, or because doctrinally they don't think it's important, or they just forget that this is a great need. And that is for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's promised to us. That's promised to us. And what a joy to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've explained it many times in teaching, and it's very easy to perceive. He would say, well, I have the Spirit of God already in me. Okay. That is true. To what measure? That's the question. To what measure? And God is saying, I have an immeasurable gift for you. Something that's much more unlimited. And what I've done in demonstrating that is to take a glass and fill it with water, so to speak. And then just have our listeners observe that imagery. A glass filled to the top, all the way to the top with water. And then we take some object, or imagine it's yourself. And then you immerse yourself in that container of water. What happens? You're completely surrounded to the overflowing of that vessel. That's what the baptism is. Baptism means that there's a depth in which you enter into that was not there previously. It's a different measure, a different depth. So desire that from the Lord. The Lord is almighty, multidimensional, and he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. So let us hunger for that. I remember my own experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit many years ago came about because of hunger and thirst. I desired it badly because I was convinced from what I saw in the scriptures that that was something that God desired for me, had for me, wanted me to have. And so I began to reflect his desire and vision in my own heart to the point where I received on a particular day, a particular moment, a particular place, I can remember it to this day, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that is responsible in measure for my still following the Lord with a great zeal. So let us pray. Let us pray right now. And remember, if two or more are praying in agreement as touching anything, we're touching heaven, we're touching the earth, and it will be done according to Matthew 18 and 19. There's two. Two is the power of witness and agreement. So that is what we're having here on today. Now, you don't have to be in church to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've heard stories where people were in some very ordinary places when they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just develop a consistent desire, hunger, and thirst. Pursue him, because the Holy Spirit brings you into greater depth of relationship with him. It's about him, really. It's not about us. Just pardon me for a moment. I understand that it has been reported that, I believe beginning on yesterday, that there's a kind of echo in our broadcast. And please be tolerant until we work through that. Our network is involved. Our communications carrier, which is Skype, is involved. So this is cutting-edge technology that's still evolving. So please be patient with us as we work here at Bringing Forth Excellence. Now let us pray. And I would love for you to make this very personal. Whoever you are, wherever you are, make it personal. So as I pray, I'll use the personal pronoun I. I won't say we. I'll say I. Because I want you to understand this is for you personally and individually. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and our King, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We plead the blood around me right now. And I thank you for the most wonderful gift of salvation. However, Lord, I know that you have more for me. And you do have the great comforter of the Holy Spirit for me. So I ask you, Lord, to baptize and fill me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, just as you filled your disciples on the day of Pentecost. Christ Jesus, I want to thank you. Filled with the Holy Spirit, just as your disciples. I will try to do what you tell me. I forgive all those who have ever caused me harm, hurt, pain, trauma, shock, rejection, or shame. I ask you to forgive them. I ask you to forgive me for holding a judgment against them. So, Father, I ask you to breathe over me, breathe in me, your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you for hearing my prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we worship and praise you in the Spirit. I give thanks, praise, and glory to your name with all my heart. I thank you that you may grant me out of the rich treasury of your glory to be strengthened and reinforced with the mighty power of my inner man by the Holy Spirit. That you, Father, through Jesus Christ, through my faith, may dwell in my heart, that I may be rooted deep in love and found it securely of God, that I may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp that all the saints, what is the breadth and length, height and depth of your love, according to Ephesians 3, chapter 16. I'm sorry, Ephesians 3, verse 16 through 18. I pray this in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you have baptized me with your Holy Spirit and fire, according to Luke 3:16. Thank you, Lord, that I am filled with your Holy Spirit and begin to speak with other tongues as Spirit gives utterance, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Thank you, Lord, that you poured out your love from my heart by your Holy Spirit, whom you have given us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. Thank you, Lord, that you, who know our hearts, hear me today, giving me the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 15 and verse 8. Thank you, Lord, that you anointed me with the Holy Spirit and with power. I was about doing good and healing those that crossed my path, those that are oppressed by the devil, for you are with me. So did you see, neighbor, we went from petitioning to praise. Begin to trust God that he has heard your request, and he is more than willing to respond. Even as we wind down here on this day's program, I want to thank all of you for joining us. You're so committed and faithful. There is nothing that you request in the name of our Lord that will not be done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just walk faithfully with our King. Know He's with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Bless His name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We love you with the love of the Lord. Be blessed. It's wonderful.